This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Bunk bunk. News. News.
I have to keep it going now.
No, you have to sing.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
Okay. Before we start, I would like texters to text into 51059 what you think the punishment for Aaron should be for not singing along with News or Nope. You're the one who requests the song.
No, I don't.
Request the other one.
I like singing.
Nope. But Aaron, like, everyone sings.
Apparently not everyone.
Is this because you're mad that your other jingle got, like,
No.
Then why won't you sing to the News or Nope?
Well, there's a new Great Mate Debate, and there is a female on it, but it's not me.
Do you want to be on it?
No. It's fine.
Oh, so you are bitter. There's something.
It's fine. I wasn't even contacted about it, but it's fine.
You were doing something that day.
You don't know that.
I do, because I know I only contacted T-Hack that day.
Yeah, you only contacted T-Hack.
Because I...
I thought you were doing something. What was that?
She was supposed to, like, I just threw it together and put your voices on. The session is still open at my house. You
Good
can
evening.
Be on the... Oh my God, she's holding a grudge about...
Yeah, and this is the first we're hearing about
should
it.
Should we just scrap News or Nope until Aaron sings along? Text into 51059, because I think we should.
Good evening. I've got a story. That's stupid stories. Slacker goes above and beyond. Yeah, he goes above and beyond. At
With
this.
Every fiber of my being, because you're not playing along, I want
I
to
am
sing...
playing along.
No, because you won't sing the News or Nope thing. I want to just nope everything you do, so you're just off the segment until... But then you got me because you used me in the story, and you're playing to my narcissism.
The average person...
I haven't said News or Nope yet!
The average person will curse 80 times over the course of a single day.
We do what?
Curse. Cuss.
Oh, okay. I've never understood the difference. It's the same.
I don't know.
Yeah,
cursing
swearing.
And cussing is...
Cussing, cursing,
yeah.
Swearing.
Whichever one you want.
But I mean, like,
80
cursing
times.
To me is like... Oh my God. We don't do politics on this show. I just have to put this out there.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a story today. This is a non-politically affiliated statement I'm about to make. I saw a story today. These women are witches. And they have like a coven on Reddit or whatever. And they spend their time like deciding. It's almost like, what was 4chan or whatever, or some of those old sites where they'd be like, let's go after this. Or the guys who like lifted GameStop stock back up and like saved it.
Mm-hmm.
The witches are like, today, let's all curse. Ugh. Today, let's all curse. Ugh. And they like curse different political figures. And on this thread, they were all saying, I don't know what it is. And they're all agreeing. Donald Trump has something that is blocking their curses.
Wow.
That said that? Okay.
They were like, I can't figure it out. He's got some kind of protection. And it was like, what? And it was like all witches. And I wasn't looking for political stuff. This was in some other thread. And I was like, how did I get this thread? Why is this in my algorithm? And I'm like, I was just fascinated by it. The reason I'm talking about it right now is curse to me is only that.
Related
like,
to witches.
Saying the F word is not a curse. Saying
you're cussing.
Blah, 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 you're going to, you know, you're going to crash your car. You're going to get a flat tire or like whatever. That's a curse. And swearing is something you do. Is like, I swear. Like, I'm not going to, I swear I'm not going to, like, steal your bike.
So it, yeah. So
swear
it's just,
is like a promise to me.
I see. That
so
makes sense.
To me, it's only cussing.
Yeah.
It can't be.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We've heard you talk, and it's only cussing.
Yeah.
Lines up.
Oh, my God. I do curse more than cuss.
Wow.
All right. What's the point? We all cuss too much?
Yeah, there's. It's just we
you
cuss
just
a lot.
you got in on news or nope just with a just with just
yeah
okay.
Good evening. Big news out of Hollywood. Heartthrob Rob Lowe admits he had a fling with another very famous celebrity back in the day. Would you like to know who it was?
Here's the thing. This is unfair because I already know who it is and I don't think it's that interesting.
Mm. I always forget who Rob Lowe is.
Rob Lowe is the man who will not age.
Not at
There's
all.
There's a lot
no.
of those now.
No. Hold on. He does the weird little Atkins bar commercials.
He does, yeah.
He's in a show that I'm watching on Netflix that I don't remember what it's called. Like related
Unstable.
Or something. Unstable. Oh God, Unstable's so good.
Is that not the show that you were talking
it
about?
It is. No, oh. that's it. And his kid's in it. And his kid's a little mini me. I'm going to say it's news, but
okay.
I'm going to say that
he was in Tommy Boy as well. That was just on TV the other night and we were watching it and I got my wife and was like, "What do you think? Prime Rob Lowe." She's like, "He's a little too perfect."
He is
and
too
I agree.
Perfect.
Yeah. He's beautiful, but back in the day, he had a fling with Demi Moore. Back in the 80s. Can you believe
it? He as a newscaster, you know how the newscasters get to words that you can tell they just wanted to say that word as a newscaster. You know what I mean?
That's her name, though. It's
I
not
know,
Demi.
But I know, but he said, did you feel the emphasis he put on it?
Demi
he wanted
Moore.
To be the, yes.
Yeah.
He wanted to be that guy.
No, I felt it.
Yes, it's news or nope. I'm doing a yes.
No,
I want to be that guy.
Like,
back to you, Alice 105.9.
There was a comedian who would be like, newscasters, like fighting broke out in Nicaragua they would automatically say Nicaragua and you're like, dude, you didn't do that on any, you didn't say Beijing. You didn't you only
Perez
do it
Hilton
on,
does that a lot.
Yeah,
it's annoying.
Stupid.
Well, they had a fling during their time as part of the Brat Pack back in the 80s.
Oh, that's right. There was a Brat Pack and the Brat Pack is
that was like Pretty in Pink.
Nope.
That's Frank
that's
Sinatra.
Brat Pack. Yes.
Wait,
Rat
what?
Pack is that. Rat Pack is Sammy Davis Jr., Dean Martin.
I guess I didn't realize that Rob Frankson. Lowe and Demi were part of the Rat Pack.
No, that's...
No.
They are, I think.
Is there another
all the people
pack?
In St. Elmo's Fire or whatever.
According to my research on this paper, it says Brat Pack.
It's Brat Pack is correct. Okay. They called them the Brat Pack after the Rat Pack.
Oh.
They thought they were going to be the new forever stars.
And they were kind of right. I mean, they're still stars.
Listen, the music's already started for her, so.
Good evening. It is National Greasy Food Day. So go and enjoy some bacon, some French fries.
You're
the
literally
holiday you celebrate year round.
Yeah.
You're phoning it in. That's all you had?
Yeah. Well, because I did
sing the damn song.
I did something for you, and I wanted to do something for T-Hack.
Okay, that's
so it's
very
Greasy
exciting.
Food Day. How are you celebrating today, T-Hack?
Oh, like I do every day. I'll be at, greasy. See, I don't like greasy because it's got a bad connotation to it. I view it as good.
I will say there are certain times. Have you ever had a healthy burger?
Yeah.
That's not greasy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's bad.
It is.
Yeah.
It's dry.
You want a burger to be greasy. Mm-hmm. Hey, Five Guys, looking at you. I love you and your burgers are greasy. That's why I love you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't give me a non-greasy burger.
Mm-hmm.
Culver's, I'm not a big fan, but your burgers are greasy.
Yeah.
Don't stop doing that.
Ooh, I love it. Yeah. Culver's, maybe do a little pizza grease. Nothing wrong with that.
Pizza grease where you fold it in half and just let the hot lava. All right. Well, I think we have time for one more.
Good evening. Big news out of the calendar today because it's officially 2 months until Christmas. Who's excited, huh?
I actually am.
No!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Something weird came up. We were hanging out with some listeners, and a weird thing came up that I want to... I know you were a part of this, Aaron, but...
I don't know what you're going to say,
I know
though.
You don't.
Okay.
But it's an interesting thing, and I really want the text line involved.
Okay.
At 51059, and I think TIAC can get involved.
Okay.
It's a Halloween dilemma.
Oh, okay.
So many families... Like, there's the let's, you know, the dentist in the hood. If you've got a dentist in your neighborhood, I believe Eng, an orthodontist, lives near me. And I want to almost just go to his house and see what he hands out. Because there's two schools of thought, right? You want kids with bad teeth, so you give them real bad stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To make sure
keep
you have
clients.
A constant clientele, right?
Yeah.
Or you hand out toothbrushes and then they TP your house.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the understood agreement.
Right. But then there's families who hand out...
like mini toys, just like knickknacks.
Or alternative, like, here's the... what are the little things you eat that are like kale or whatever, or seaweed? You ever had those?
Oh, the like crispy seaweed?
Yeah, crispy seaweeds. Mm. I've seen little packets of that, and you're like,
what? Oh, interesting.
What? That they're handing out?
They're like healthy snack foods. A little tiny bag of trail mix or gold.
Yeah, I've seen those things, those little breadsticks that come with the cheese, like in the little packet that you
the little snack pack.
Yeah, I've seen those being handed, and I don't want to get too ahead of, I don't know where you're going.
That's what I'm talking about. There's alternatives to give out. But we spoke with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Let's leave that person nameless.
Okay.
She last year tried an experiment,
mm-hmm.
and she's doubling down this year.
Yeah.
Mm.
I'm actually going to her house on Halloween.
Okay.
I need to see it in action.
So, Tiak, I would like, we don't do this often enough. I think we should do a historically inaccurate reenactment.
Hmm.
I will be said homeowner.
Okay.
Okay.
And yeah. Tiak, you be scared little kid wanting some candy.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
Ready?
Hey, hi.
Trick or treat.
Oh, hi. I have an assortment of candies here for you.
Yes.
Or a potato.
I'm sorry?
Don't be sorry.
I have an assortment of candies here.
You get to pick which one you want.
You get to choose between this assortment of candies or
regular.
Uncooked.
I'm sorry. We don't have time. There's other kids behind you.
I'll go with the candy.
Do you want the candy?
I'll take the candy.
Or
please.
The potato.
Yeah, I was here for candy, I think.
Would you like candy or.
Oh, honey, I think he's done.
Oh. Knock, knock.
He opened the door to close it again?
Yeah,
I did.
I would take the candy,
her
right?
Her claim is this, and this is where I need texters to text in, to 51059. There's several avenues to this, but would everyone not, given the choice between delicious sweet candies, mm-hmm. even if you're a candy corn MF and hater, you take a fistful of candy corns
mm-hmm.
over a potato.
I agree.
Full effing stop. Her claim is you should see the kids get excited about a potato.
Yeah. She said that there was like a little girl who was like 3 or 4 that chose the potato. And was so excited about it.
So one person chose.
I don't know. That was just the example she gave.
Well, I would feel like that potato would end up through a window at some point if you gave it out.
Okay. You're jumping to my next point. Like, if you give that to a juvenile delinquent, mm-hmm. it's coming back at you.
But I think the difference is if you give them the choice, they are choosing the potato. So it's less likely to go through your window. Because it's not like, I got a rock, you know?
No.
But I'm so confused. Why did she start this?
She said the words, this is...
Are potatoes cheaper?
She said something like, it's a teachable moment for parents. You can take the potato home and teach them how to prepare it as something.
I didn't hear her say that.
Oh, yeah, no, she said that. It was like, Mom, Dad, let's go home and make, I don't know, tots, fries, mashed, skins.
Scalloped.
A Mr. Potato Head.
Yes,
we can
let's
put
do
eyes
that.
On it.
Would anyone listening want a potato? 1-50-51059. What would you do if your kid came back off the porch? Because when your kids are real little like yours, you go up on the porch with them, right?
A little. We stand back. I try to give a little independence, but we're close by. Yeah, we're there.
Eventually, you'll be a good half city block away from them.
Yeah.
And they'll come up to you.
Peeking out the window.
Exactly.
He's over there.
Dad,
somewhere.
I have a bag full of potatoes, carrots, and like, what?
Yeah. What
are you
going
to go back to those houses and go, what are you doing?
Or, hey, you want to come over for some stew?
Yes. If you live on a block where someone's giving away meat, gravy.
I would be stewing.
I need one last, like, it's dumb, right?
I find
think this
it
person
odd, yeah.
is very special, very nice, but this is the worst idea. She said...
But you're letting the kids decide, and what if the kid wants a potato?
What kid wants a potato?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
We've done a lot of controversial things on this show.
Okay.
And get ready to be even more controversial, I think.
I'm so ready. Oh, God.
So I saw this story.
Stay ready.
Wait, should we do this later when, like, no one's listening? Oh, wait, that's now.
Yeah, yeah, we're good. We're covered.
Okay. So, controversy.
I saw this story that the British government issued an official passport to Paddington Bear.
Yes.
There's the latest Paddington movie, Paddington in Peru. They wanted a replica passport for the movie, and the British government said, we'll do you better than a replica. We'll give Paddington Bear a real British passport for the movie. So that's the story. And it's a cute story. Paddington's a cute bear, but he barely cracks the top 10 of all-time.
Hold on. Did you just really do what I think you just did?
Barely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I'm going to let him keep going. After
I didn't even mean to do it, to be honest.
He barely cracks the top 10 of your
official bear rankings. Paddington comes in at number 10. I want to see how you guys feel about my rankings, this list, if I nailed it or if I nailed it.
Can I have a moment?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the deal. We have come to a point on this show where there's sort of trust between the three of us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where at any given point, Aaron can go, like, the song is ending, like, hey, we're about to talk about this news story or this whatever. Or we're, you know, there's certain times during the show where we go, right now it's time for OPP, or right now it's time for Great Make Debate, or it's time for news or non, news or not, news or nope. Damn.
Are you okay?
just had a mini stroke. Here's the thing. TIAC was just like, hey, I have something I want to throw past you guys. And we've gotten to a level of trust where
we're like,
absolutely, yeah. Let's do it.
Follow.
Then when he starts telling his Paddington passport thing, he gets his phone out and is flipping through.
Yeah.
And he's clearly sat somewhere.
He texted himself.
And taken notes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's got
this
bear
is serious.
Notes. This is the least serious thing you've ever done. And I can't believe I've allowed this to happen.
Oh, this is controversial. My list will be controversial. That's
so
what I'm saying.
You're going to give us.
I'm going to rile the people up a little bit, I think.
And you want people to, what do you want to happen here? Do you want people to text in to go, your bear list is wrong? Or do you want people to go,
who should be number one? Who's
hurrah.
The best?
I do
who's
have,
the best bear?
You know what? When you said that, I immediately had a bear pop into my head.
Is Winnie a bear?
Winnie the Pooh bear.
Okay, so is he
he's
your
number one?
He's
absolutely.
On my list, but
silly
he's
old bear.
Not number one.
Okay.
What's the name of the bear who tried to kill
Corduroy.
Leonardo DiCaprio in The Revenant?
Ted? No.
I don't think it had a name.
I don't
Ted.
Know.
Is Ted a bear?
I think so.
I wonder if that could make his list, though, because he's a guy in a bear. No.
He's
no,
a bear. Ted.
Oh, that's right.
It was portrayed by Canadian stunt performer Glenn Ennis.
Okay, that doesn't help.
So Glenn,
but I don't
bear?
Think it had a name in the movie. They weren't like, it's Nosferatu. Like, was there like a legendary bear in the wilderness?
I've only heard him like The Bear.
The Bear.
The Revenant, The Bear.
Is The Bear on your list, meaning that
the restaurant
cooking show?
I haven't watched it yet.
I only watched a little bit. And I'm going to say, I normally like more classically handsome people. There's something about that
dude. No, he's hot.
He's got a crooked nose and kind of disheveled hair.
Love it.
But he's money.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in all the Calvin Klein ads, and it's...
Oh, he is?
He's a good-looking guy, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
He's not on the list, though.
I have.
Because I haven't seen the show either.
He's on my list.
I have done the best I can for the listeners of the Slacker Show, for Aaron, for myself, to stall so that it was time to play another song, play some commercials.
Nope, we got time.
We seem to still have Tiaga's organized the show in such a way today.
I don't even know of any other bears.
You don't know of any other bears?
Corduroy,
what about the
Berenstein Winnie,
bears? Are they Berenstein or Berenstein?
I'm ready to give you the list whenever. The official.
Oh, no, I think we should probably just, Aaron and I do our list.
I've crunched all the numbers and it comes out to this.
Number 10 is Paddington.
Paddington, yes. Number 9, the Coca-Cola polar bears.
Oh, okay.
Great bears.
They're cute.
They don't
classic.
Talk. They don't talk. They don't do anything.
They give each other Cokes and they're cute and they're Christmassy.
How could
and
Paddington, who's got movies,
a passport,
books, passport,
a bucket
be
hat.
Underneath Raincoat. An obvious marketing tool of
because okay. I don't really know Paddington. Does he talk?
I think he talks.
Does he come from books? I don't know.
He comes from books, and then the
Paddington to me is off-brand corduroy. It's like
first off, does that have a brand?
Corduroy. The bear.
The bear? Yeah, from the book. He's missing a button.
Yeah.
He's got the overalls.
He's so cute.
I literally never heard of this. I thought he was talking about...
I told you the controversy.
I thought he was talking about corduroy, the fabric that goes when you have it in pants and you walk.
He wears overalls that are like made out of that.
Is this a home? I think I've always wanted a home. That's corduroy.
Is this a cartoon?
No, it's a book. It's just a classic book called
then
corduroy.
Then how come you were doing a voice like you've heard his voice?
Well, because I read the book. That's
and
the
that's
voice
how you
I
say
do.
It out loud.
Yeah. And he's heartwarming. But we'll get to corduroy.
Can I just have
he's
another...
He's on the list.
May I have another quick aside? How do we feel about maybe late in the show, like during daylight when it's dark, like when it's real dark? How about at the very end of the show, Tiag reads a children's book to us all?
I do all the voices.
Oh my God.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
I would make that a daily thing.
That'd be cute.
Like just like a...
a little sign off.
Yeah. And then people could like save them and then you could play it. Like if you don't want a parent that night.
You just
have
him.
Hack reading.
Yeah. And
then
I can start replaying them.
Yeah. We'll eventually have a whole set, like a Mr. Rogers set. Where, and then he's wearing a cardigan and he sits down with his little pipe and it's
takes
like,
off his shoes.
Yes. And then he like, dude, you like this idea?
I do like it.
Let's talk about it some more so we don't have to go back to your list.
No, let's go number 9. Let's say the Coke Bears. Number 8. You'll like this one, I think. Yogi Bear. Classic.
Oh,
Yogi Bear.
Okay. If Fozzie Bear is not next... You've missed it.
We're going all the way to 1. So we're only at 7, who is Baloo from the Jungle Book.
Oh,
Baloo.
Okay.
Classic.
I don't know who that is.
This so bare necessities.
Yeah.
No?
So many Disney movies I've never seen.
The Jungle Book scared me as a kid.
Is there a live action of that yet?
There is.
Mm-hmm. Is it good?
I don't know if I've seen it.
I haven't either.
Okay, so that one. Okay.
Yep, number 6, Smokey the Bear, saving lives.
Sorry, Yogi is above Smokey in my opinion. Yogi is...
You
like,
think? But
Is he the picnic basket one?
The picnic basket?
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's his little sidkick?
Boo Boo.
Hey, Boo Boo. And so Boo Boo didn't make the list?
No, he's a sidekick. He's not a main... I'm talking main bears.
Boo Boo has more dialogue than the stupid Coke polar bears ever will.
Classic. They give each other Cokes. Okay. You can... Okay. Number 6 was Smokey the Bear. Number 5, Little John from Robin Hood. Great bear.
I don't know that one. That's the first one I don't...
What?
Please, okay, here's what you can do.
With the fox?
Couple things. 51059 is where you text whether or not you like this list or you don't, if you agree.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you just, much like, no, if we tell them to text stop, they'll just stop getting text messages from us.
Mm-hmm.
How about just like,
quit it.
No bears. No bears to 51059.
But we're just made it to the top 4.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Number 4, your favorite, Fozzie Bear. Waka waka.
Fozzie Bear is way up there for me.
This is tough. This is where it gets tough. But I put him at 4.
Because
I think it's
if
respectable.
You've seen the
B movie, got a little tie.
Okay. If you've seen the B movie,
you like jazz.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm looking at Fozzie Bear. I don't know who that is.
The Muppets Bear.
Oh.
There's a certain point where the bees are suing mankind for stealing all their honey,
mm-hmm.
and they're like. Talking about, they brought a bear into the courtroom and he ravages the courtroom, whatever. And the other attorney's like, bears are great. Yogi Bear, Fozzie Bear, Build-A-Bear. And that's why I thought Yogi Bear and Fozzie Bear should be adjacent on the list. That's just
okay, because it's the line. Build-A-Bear, honorable mention. from on my
Build-A-Bear?
List.
Build-A-Bear? Way better than
we'll do the honorable mentions tomorrow.
Okay, keep going.
Number three, the aforementioned Winnie the Pooh. Now, this is...
Number three?
The controversy really starts. Number three. And he's only that high for me because my daughter loves him so much.
Okay, I'm just going to say this. I can't think in my head of two bears that are better than Winnie.
Same.
Like, you're an a-hole. No matter what you say next.
He's number three.
You're wrong.
I've crunched the numbers.
You're wrong.
He's come out to number three.
Okay.
Unfortunately. Number two, Brother Bear from the Berenstain Bears.
No.
Classic.
No.
Brother Bear.
No.
Winnie, Brother Bear, UFC fight, Winnie smokes him.
Oh, absolutely.
Isn't there a horror movie with Winnie in it or something?
There's
some weird movie that just came out.
The copyright, opened up on Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, so they just did terrible things with Winnie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
So number two is Brother Bear. Coming in at number one, the greatest bear of all time. I've crunched all the numbers. It's Corduroy.
No.
Yes.
Corduroy's second. Winnie the Pooh is first. The rest don't matter.
I've never even heard of Corduroy.
He's the one.
He's really cute.
Yeah, he's so cute.
Number one bear.
He just wants a home. He wants his button.
Glenn Ennis, the one who tried to kill Leonardo DiCaprio.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story of a fugitive who just had to run the opposite way he was running, and he'd be still on the lam.
Okay.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I have a story about, we get excited. Sometimes you can order off the secret menu at some restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this one ended up in jail. Some people.
Oh, no.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Dusseldorf, Germany. Psyched myself out. Germany, not Florida.
Yeah!
There is a pizzeria there. I don't think Germans are really known for pizza, per se,
what
right?
What do you think they're known for?
Worst.
What?
Worst. Currywurst.
I mean,
currywurst?
Yeah.
I don't even know
their food's
the
not
word
the best.
Saying.
I don't know that's the worst.
Currywurst, it's so good.
You mean bratwurst?
No, currywurst.
What's a currywurst? That
I don't
sounds
know.
Like you're combining
no.
Indian food.
Go to Germany and try it.
You are making this up.
I'm not. Because they have a specific type of ketchup that they use for it, too. It's almost like a cinnamon ketchup. It's have some currywurst.
I'm so sorry, Tiak. We don't have time for your story out of... Could you tell us again where it was from?
Dusseldorf, Germany. There was a pizzeria there. They were
Why aren't you talking like the Germans?
They were serving the pizza.
The pizza,
there was a secret menu.
Secret menu.
Yes. You ordered item number 40.
Get the chopper.
You got cocaine.
Are you serious?
God.
Yes. All
go to a... Hold on.
The pizzeria, yeah.
The pizzeria, if you order a 4, it's cocaine.
The 40.
Item number 40.
Item 40.
Yes. And you would get cocaine. Apparently, it was the best-selling item in the restaurant.
Okay, that's when you've gone too far. It's not secret anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so apparently the food inspectors tipped off the police, which led to a raid. They found a bunch of cocaine, some weed, and a bunch of cash as well. And they were like, how much you selling those slices for again? How many Dusseldorfs for a slice?
I want to hear how you said it the first time, because it was my favorite. It's not the tumor.
Yeah, the Swedish chef.
Dusseldorf. Germany.
He's the Swedish chef.
I don't know.
Why would you use him in it? Okay. My story comes from China. It's my favorite because you guys get so tense that you think I'm going to...
There's some clenching that happens.
My story is about a dude from China who was wanted by police. He was walking the streets and he saw some cops approaching him.
Oh, no.
So he was like, if I'm fast and I run in this direction, I will get away.
Yeah.
So he began to run. He ran. Like the wind.
Ran so far away.
Listen, I'm doing Chariots of Fire. I'm not doing Flock of Seagulls.
Well, I was running.
I was running. Unfortunately... The police were doing a large-scale simulation exercise.
No.
The direction he chose to run. He ran from two cops who were just trying to get some Dusseldorf currywurst into the awaiting arms of about 10,000 police officers.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow. This training was easier than we thought.
Yeah, he's in jail forever and ever. Those were all the stupid people we could find. For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.